You're listening to Clifford Kelly on Straight Truth Radio, the podcast.
Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Straight Truth Radio podcast, the place where the lip of truth endures forever. I am your host, Cliff Kelly. Thank you for tuning us in, tonight here where we're just trying to bring understanding to end time events. We are going to get started here in just a second. As you can see, we have... I always do this wrong. Right over here in this corner, you can see the QR code right there where you can scan and find all the platforms and avenues and how you can get in contact with us. The email address is there, straighttruthradio@yahoo.com, the straighttruthradio@yahoo.com. All of the podcasting platforms that you can listen to after this live, once this episode and others are, you know, have been uploaded. Also the other platforms that we are on, our Instagram audience, you know, those of you who are watching us here on Instagram, you don't get a chance to see some of the other things that we share on screen. But there are other platforms that, you know, that you can actually catch us from if you're not just, if you want to view from other than just the IG platform. We're going to get into this episode, though. This episode we are calling, why do you pray? But the correct title is, why do we pray? Why do we pray? Why do we pray? So, you know, there was a very catastrophic event that happened in the last week, two weeks. And it's you know, unless you are living under a rock or you just traveled back to Earth from the moon or something like that, everyone knows here, at least here in the United States, if not even abroad, about the football player from the Buffalo Bills, player who also played at the University of Pittsburgh, played in a football game. I believe it was even in the first quarter. I think it was, like within the first 10 minutes of the game. Against the Cincinnati Bengals, and who literally, as we know now, literally died on the football field after tackling the player. He went down, he jumped right up, adjusted his helmet, and then he fell flat out, and everyone was in shock immediately. They responded to him to help him. I don't really need to paint the whole picture. By now, everybody knows. Everybody knows what happened. And then immediately after that, everyone said, pray for Damar Hamlin. And of course, we are not going to make an argument that we should not have prayed for him. Of course, we're not saying that. But it does strike a discussion about the, and actually I want to give credit to, I don't want to take credit for this episode. I actually, there was another social media friend on one of the other platforms, and the musician Philip Carter. I want to give him credit for this post, but he made a post and he said something. I don't want to butcher the post, but he said something along the line of, can we talk about how God is being brought into the situation. Because immediately after this happened, prayer started to go forth. Players began to kneel and cry, and it was all over social media, and everyone was throwing up, pray for DeMar, pray for DeMar, pray for number three, prayer, 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 prayer. And so I wanted to talk for a moment about why do we pray? I think, you know, the Bible encourages us to pray. It gives us many reasons why we should pray. In fact, let me go over here to scripture. I want to over here in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. He said, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need." Now, keep in mind that although everyone is asking, you know, us to pray and everyone should pray, and there's something that I must put on the table. If you are not connected with the Lord, if you're not saved, I should say, if you are a transgressor walking in iniquity, the totality or the power of your prayer is a suspect, because, you know, keep in mind, you know, we have to come with him with a pure heart, hands not, you know, that not been given to mischief and not involved in sin. And the Bible says that the transgressor way is hard. So we, anyone, sure, anyone can offer up prayers. In fact, Jesus even said in the book of Matthew, he said, people draw nigh unto me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. God knows the difference between the sincere and the acting. And so God is really looking for the sincerity of our hearts. And, you know, and this is a tough thing. It's a tough thing to lay on someone who I was just on a podcast with Canon Bishop out in Elyria, and we were talking about correction. And correction correction in the church, but correction period. And we're talking about why do people reject correction? Why do they reject correction? You know, and then we began to talk about, you know, as we continued in that discussion, that part of that discussion was about, you know, when you try and, you know, give correction, there are people who say, "Don't judge me. You know, you can't judge me. Only God can judge." Well, that's not true. In fact, the Bible tells us, I think it's the 1 Corinthians, he says, "Ye who are spiritual judgeth all things." And as a matter of fact, Jesus actually said about judging, he said, "Judge not," and he didn't stop there. He said, "Judge not, lest you be judged. For with the same measure in which you judge, it will be met back to you." And so when we are analyzing and say, oh no, that doesn't look right. That's not right. This is not right. And we get, and I'm talking about saints get involved in matters and situations, and someone wants to cry, you can't judge me. Well, no, the Bible actually, Christ actually commands that we take action and judge things. As a matter of fact, does not the Word of God say that we will judge angels? So if we don't dive in now and take care of these matters here, then how can we expect to rule in heaven, judging angels and judging other authorities that we have actually been assigned that we would judge? So I think we got it wrong and we got it twisted. But again, why do we pray? Why do we pray? The Bible says he promises, the Word of God promises that if you ask, you will receive. That if you seek, you'll find. If we knock, the door will be open unto you. And that's chapter 7, verses 7 and 8. Also, you know, the Word of God invites us to cast all of our fears, all of our anxieties, all of the things that bother and worry us upon him. Because cast all your fears upon him, because he cares for us. He cares for you. 1 Peter 5:7. You know, we're told to turn our worries into prayer. Actually, to turn them into prayer. Philippians 4:7. He invites us and admonishes us to be still and know that he is God. Psalm 46, verse 10. He promises that we will find him if we seek him with our whole hearts. Jeremiah 29:13. He sends his spirit to pray through us when our words fail us. Let me say that again. He sends his spirit to pray through us when our words fail us. Romans 8:26-27. Now, you know, prayer brings us close. The action of prayer brings us closer to God. Number one, we have to understand when these situations happen to us, it makes us understand just how human we are, or how fragile and how little we are. Even though, and I want to turn to this because we don't understand. I want to read this in your hearing, because we don't understand just how mighty and powerful God has made us. But because we walk out of step and out of course with the Lord, not getting the right meat, then we don't operate as we should. And I refer to this from time to time, but I want to make sure that you get this and that you understand. Now watch this. Psalms 82. God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judgeth. Watch. Look who's judging here. Of course it's God. He judgeth among the gods. How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? He's acting or asking and looking for us to judge situations, but to judge them justly. Let me go back to verse 2 again. How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. This is where I wanted to go. Verse 6. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. So, and I go back to verse 2. Right there in verse 2, he says, how long will you judge unjustly? So it's not that God is not telling you, you can't judge. I don't care what the world says. Of course the world doesn't want you to judge, because the world does not want to be held accountable for the things in which they are doing. And those who walk upright, you become an enemy to the world. But God is we're supposed to judge what is happening in the world and make sure that what is happening in the world comes under the subjection of Christ. So there's some things that we got to get together. But again, why do we pray? Why do we pray? We said some things already, but why do we pray? We pray, you know, prayer brings us closer to God. Now watch. Isaiah, the first chapter. Well, I won't read that. I want to read something else here. But Isaiah, the first chapter, verse 18, it tells us to come, let us reason together. Let us reason together. But I want to go over here. I want to read over here in the book of James. Go over here to James. This page is sticking together. James. Chapter 4, verse 8. Again, why do we pray? So it brings us closer to God. He says, well, I'm going to start. Let me start here. Let me go back here. Let me start here, verse 5. Do ye think that the scripture saith in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to evil? But he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud and giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw nigh, I said prayer brings us close to him, right? Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinner, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. So prayer brings us closer to him. Jay, let me go here. Why do I have this here? Right here. That was James 4, and now over here in James 5, let me start here, verse 6. Ye have condemned and killeth the just, and he doeth and doth not resist you. Be patient therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for a precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Now here it is, verse 8. Be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Now he wants us to draw nigh to him, and he'll draw nigh to us. But he also wants to draw us closer to him, because the coming of the Lord is soon, and we don't have time to slip out and do the things that we are caught up doing. Why do we pray? Prayer brings divine help. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Precious dears, listen. God is calling for us. He is calling for us. He is calling for us to draw nigh unto him. He is calling for us to seek him while he may yet be found. He is calling for us to repent of our sins. Because listen, once we take Damar Hamlin, thank God the Lord brought him back. Life came back unto him. Yeah, you can say, God didn't do that. Those paddles did that. CPR is what the doctors did and all. Listen, if God does not, where is that? There's a scripture where the Lord says, send help from the sanctuary. There's a scripture. I'm going to have to go through this Bible and find it, but I remember during, let me finish this thought and I want to tell you this story. If God had not received the prayers from saints and sinners, from all of the prayers in the earth, if God had not received the prayers being ushered up to him, I don't care how much you use the defibrillator. I don't care how much CPR. Once God has once that spirit has been removed, it's not coming back if God does not allow it. I remember during the period of 9/11, 9/11. Now, let me see if I can find this scripture while I'm talking about this. I'm trying to see if I can find this. But during 9/11, that tragic incident when the towers fell, I remember the church that I was serving in. I'm going to tell the story and then I'm gonna bring it in. I'm going to close. And we were having a church conference that week and we were wondering if we were actually that later in the month. And we were wondering if we were even going to have it because it was so much tight security in the airport and everything. But watch this. Everybody was going to church praying. Everybody was in church. Everybody, the numbers in church and the sanctuary was going up. Everybody was going to church. Everybody was praying. They got scared. Something else happen, going to make you go to church too. You're going to be scared about that too. I've been telling you, I know some of y'all think that you're going to be raptured already. We're going to be out of here. You don't believe that the trumpets have already, the trumpets have happened. You don't believe that the trumpets have happened yet. I'm telling you now, the trumpets have already happened and have been in session. And, let me see here. Let me go here to, the trumpets have already happened and we are just waiting for the sixth trumpet. The sixth trumpet, which is, I've been telling you, is World War III. And I got a note here, thank you. And let me see, let's go over here, Psalms 20. Psalms 20. And my program director found the scripture for me, so let me give her, okay, what's going on, bro? So over here it says, the Lord, so Psalms, the 20th Psalms, the Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. Watch this. The Lord hear thee. Now where, let's see who's doing the praying. Prayer is coming from the earth. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of God of Jacob defend thee. Verse 2, send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Now watch. Send help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. You're praying for help. You're praying for help. And then the strength is coming out of Zion, out of heaven, coming down to you. You ask, and then you receive. So now let me tell you about this story. I talked about 911. Towers came down, and one of the visiting ministers that was supposed to be in that conference, he's gone on to be with the Lord now, Bishop Norman L. Wagner in Youngstown, Ohio. He was supposed to be one of the guests that week. This is the week after the towers had fell. And when he came to the conference, he gave us the testimony about something that had happened when the Sunday after the towers fell. They were in church that Sunday. They got in church and they were praying, or they were having service. And the bishop said, "Saints, let's pray. Pray. Let's pray." He said, "I hear voices calling from me from the rubble. I hear voices in the rubble." And then he began to exhort and teach and preach about help coming from the sanctuary. So God had and did not the word of God teach us that God has given dominion to man? And so if you are not walking in your dominion, then what did I just read in Psalms 82? "Have not I said ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High? But you will die like princes." In other words, you will die like mere men because you're not walking in your godness. And if our sanctuaries today don't preach and teach this on a regular basis, that the saints of the Most High, those who have been filled with His Spirit, we are not just human beings just walking around here having a human, we just having human experiences. We are spiritual beings in this world that have been given dominion to operate and to put those things that are not right under subjection. We have been given dominion, but if you don't operate in your kingdom authority, number one, you're living under your privilege. And number two, you're going to be judged. And that, not just by saints, but by God Himself. Oh, yeah. The saints will judge. The Bible says it again, that we're going to judge angels. So are we not also going to judge these circumstances in the earth that should have been under the authority of the saints? That's just a thought. And so let's not use the tool of prayer so carelessly and recklessly. Yes, I'm so glad that God heard the prayers of both saints and sinners, of everyone. And Damar Hamlin is back in our midst. But what I most hope that happens, that now that he is back in the earth, that for sure he knows the Lord, that he comes into the saving knowledge of the Lord. And so we're going to go ahead and shut this down and bring this to an end. Again, this is the Straight Truth Radio Podcast. Straight Truth Radio Podcast, the place where the lip of truth endures forever. Listen, the day of the Lord is coming soon. And please, please, please make sure that you're not walking recklessly. that you take and make the opportunity to know the Lord. Seek him while he yet may be found. This is the Straight Truth Radio Podcast. Again, I'm Cliff Kelly, your host. And just remember, until we meet again, hold on to him that is able to keep you from failing and from falling. Remember, we are not sinless, but we sin less because of him who became sin for us. God bless you. We'll see you next week at this same time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless you.